Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family, whether it's through art or furniture. Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi there, you're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 159, Closing Ceremony Magic. I've talked about opening and closing ceremonies a couple of times now on the podcast, and we'll definitely put some links in the show notes to those episodes if you're interested in deep diving the idea. But today, we're going to talk about the magic of closing ceremonies in particular. The idea here is to simply mark the end of something with intention. This idea initially came to me a few years ago after a busy holiday season, which I suppose they all kind of are. And when I looked back over those holiday weeks, everything was amoebic, like smushed together. There was no distinction in my brain between Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. It was just one big blur of busy. So I started marking the endings and beginnings of the actual holidays, not just the bigger holiday season. When I realized how valuable that practice was for me and my family, we started having closing ceremonies for the end of school and then the end of summer and then things unrelated to holidays and seasons, like finishing writing my book. So we are in a time now where we're ready to close something out. It's time, right? Closing ceremonies, they're more or less part of the vocabulary around here in Lazy Genius Land, which is probably why I have gotten several slightly panicked requests over the last couple of weeks about how to have closing ceremonies when what you normally do won't work because of the pandemic. Or how do you even close a school year that barely felt like a school year? I get it. It's really tricky, especially if you already have a closing ceremony for this time of year that you love, but you can't do. Like for us, we go to our favorite burger place for dinner the last day of school, but it's been closed for 2 months. It's not even open for takeout. So, you know, yeah, like now what do we do? What do we do when the restaurant we get food from or the park that we eat at or the movie theater we go to are all closed? Maybe you close out the school year by going to a friend's party that, you know, probably won't happen because of gathering restrictions. Maybe you celebrate by going to your pool opening, but you're not sure if it's going to open at all. And then how weird is it to socially distance at a pool? Maybe, ironically, the thing that you do for your closing ceremonies is to have a movie night at home because the school year is so busy and frantic and it's nice to finally not have anywhere to be but home. The irony of that is kind of nasty. It can feel like our closing ceremonies are shot because of how things are. And that's a very real thing. I've said it several times in episodes about a variety of topics, but there's a lot to grieve right now. But here's an important thing to remember. The magic of a closing ceremony isn't really about what you do, but that you just do something. It really is. You can be disappointed about not being able to do what you normally do and still have a magical closing ceremony. The magic isn't in what you do, but that you do something. And in a lot of ways, I think of all the school years to have a closing ceremony for, it's this one. So let's end the episode. We're going to get to some ideas of like what you can actually do. But before we do that, let's start with a couple of questions that can help you name what you and your family need to wrap up this school year. And then I'll hit you with some rapid fire ideas at the end. First, though, a very important reminder. Just because closing ceremony has the word ceremony in it doesn't mean it has to be elaborate. You'll get that from the list of ideas, but the scale of this, much like what you actually do, is not the important thing. Marking it is really what makes that magical difference in your mentality. Sometimes I have opening or closing ceremonies for different life transitions in my head only. I just breathe and mark the end of something and step into something else, and that still makes a difference. We're simply paying attention, and you can do that however grandly or simply you want to. Okay, a couple of questions to help you figure out what to do. First, what does everybody need? What does everybody need in this transition from weird online school year at home to summer still at home? Only you can know the answer because of how different we all are. Is it about noticing and naming some beautiful parts of how you've been living? Is it about celebrating that you got through this really, really hard thing? Is it about kicking this school year out the door on its butt? It could be a bit of all of it, really. Your closing ceremony, it might need to almost be like a wake for all the things that you've lost these last few months. Maybe you or your kid didn't get to actually graduate in the traditional way. Maybe your daughter didn't get to go to her first high school dance that she was really excited about. I know that the last year of elementary school can be a really big deal because as a kid, you're leaving a place you've been for, 6 years or something, and now it's just over. And then you, or, more likely your kid is like, you're just going to start middle school and you're freaking out about that. It's just, how do we do this? We can spin out really fast, if we start thinking about it and spiral. We don't want to spiral. The point of these ceremonies is to ease the transition from one thing to the next, not spin out and spiral and the what ifs and the grief. And maybe, and this is the second question, the transition isn't from one thing to another thing. Often we move in our transitions from like school to summer, right? From thing to thing, from experience to the next experience, from life stage to life stage. But since our experiences are likely going to be kind of similar right now, just without online school, praise the actual Lord, ask yourself what mindset you want to transition out of, and maybe even what mindset you're transitioning into.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say. And that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of 6 polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Day. I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system.
You could have closing ceremonies for the daily stress of trying to get it all done. Now that school is over, that's for the birds. Summer mom is not a stress mom. I mean, ideally, anyway. The point is, this is a chance to name what's been good and say thank you. To name what's been hard and say goodbye. To name the feeling that we're ready to be free of because of these strange circumstances and welcome in something new. So the questions are simple, but the answers are vast. What do you or your family need from this closing ceremony? And what mindset are you needing to transition out of? Marking moments with closing ceremonies is just about paying attention to the moment, to your people, and acknowledging whatever you're experiencing together in a tangible way. Even if your tangible ways from the past won't work, you can still pay attention to the moment and acknowledge the experience, whatever that is for you. So here are some ideas of closing ceremonies. Obviously, different locations have different rules. Different people have different comfort levels of social interaction and leaving home. None of these are endorsements. None of these ideas are just ideas to spark your own thinking in what to do for you and your people. I'll just run through these without much elaboration. You know, again, sparks, just sparks. Ceremonially uninstall Zoom. Now, sure, you might need to use it over the summer for keeping in touch with people, but you can reinstall summer Zoom. Ceremonially uninstall Zoom. Bake treats for friends and deliver them. Clear off the area of the house that was used for school and declare it a fun zone. Like have a meal on the table, put together a puzzle there. Dance on the surface like a victor claiming your spoils. You have the space back and it is not for school. Get one of those giant Lego sets and put it together as a family. Have a backyard, socially distant movie night with your friends. The internet is full of really great projection ideas. Make a list or just talk about everyone's favorite thing from this weird time. Something you learned, something that surprised you, you know, that kind of thing. Any kind of reflection, really. Do a movie marathon, but on purpose. Okay, so you could spend the day after school is over where everyone watches their movie of choice, like in a row. Not everybody has to watch every movie, but it's kind of like a marathon to celebrate no more school. Another take on the marathon is to do a closing ceremony for the whole week and binge a longer story like Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or Harry Potter or something. Another way to make the whole week a closing ceremony is, and that can actually kind of, this can actually morph into summer opening ceremonies, if you want to get technical, is to let every single person in the house, if you live with other people, each get like a celebration day. Okay. They pick what to eat. They choose a movie to watch or game to play or person to try and go see from a distance. The point is everybody gets a day and the whole group is game for that person's day. For you personally, if you're a mom coming off of being an accidental homeschool parent, do a yard sit with other school moms, you know, bring your chairs, bring a margarita and cheers in the air to a job well done. Move around a kid's bedroom furniture, kind of like a summer room. If there's a desk in there, move it to a very different space and let the kid have some space away from at-home desks. Start a family read-aloud book. Sarah McKenzie at Read Aloud Revival should be your guru for that, for sure. And finally, create a little time capsule. Bury it in the yard if you want, or better yet, like tuck it into a place where things go to die in your house, where it won't be discovered for years and years, like an attic or a garage or something. And that way it will go with you when you move, even if you forget about it. Whereas if you bury something in the yard, you might forget about it. And those are my sparks for you to come up with your own idea for a closing ceremony for this crazy town kind of life. And for those of you who have finished school already or are, you know, just really super close like we are here in North Carolina, a big fat high five because we did it. You did it. This junk is hard. It's rewarding and awful and sweet and interesting and stupid and all of the things. And you did it. You made it. So good job if that was your reality. If you're a teacher, thank you from the bottom of our very tired, very, very grateful hearts. Your job is ridiculously hard and we're so, so thankful for you and air cheersing that margarita in your honor. And if you don't have kids or you aren't a teacher, but you still feel like you're transitioning into a newer time, which is true for a lot of us throughout the United States because of how things are lifting right around now, you should have a closing ceremony too. Close out whatever you want, whether or not school is in the picture. We all get to celebrate. We all need to mark this time. So do what makes sense for you, for your life, your needs, your people, your state, your health, your convictions, your desperation, your dreams. It all counts. And that is it for today. I hope you enjoy some magical closing ceremonies in these next days and weeks. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for links to anything I mentioned in this episode, including a link to pre-order All Things Reconsidered by Knox McCoy. Seriously, y'all, it is such a great book. This isn't the ad talking. This is Kendra talking. Go buy his book. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.